Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford Blackrock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Balladesmond. Well, fake it anyways in Burnout for getting an invitation to the coronation of that clown Charles over in London. It was bad enough that she got invited to the opening of that service station named after Barack Obama in the arse end of nowhere, but she'll be unbearable after this. Wasn't she over last night to practice her courtesying and everything, rubbing it in my face when I was trying to watch a class of a soft porn movie on Amazon Prime? I know the world is on a dual carriageway to hell and the Brits are at the wheel, but what in the name of Cromwell possessed them to invite hatchet-faced Berna Murphy over to London for the big bash? She'd be the first to tell you that Kanturk has gone like Mexico City with all the traffic, so God knows what she'll make of a proper metropolis. I rang MI5 and told them that her granduncle was the man behind Kilmichael, and didn't they think I was talking about a racehorse? My life won't be worth living if she meets Kate Middleton. We're huge admirers of the style on her. Do you know if there's some way I could get invited over myself? Rosaline Balladesmond.
I rang Buckingham Palace there and said, what's the best way to get an invitation to the coronation? The guy said, just make sure you don't look like Prince Harry.
It's getting silent on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who turned off their notifications in case someone asked them to mind their kids during the Easter holidays. Laura_money caused a panic on Tuesday when she posted a cry for help because herself and her Ken had booked a night in Castle Martyr to relaunch their sex lives, but she couldn't find anyone to mind their Hugo, and bringing him along would just defeat the purpose. We banned her for 6 weeks because Castle Martyr's in East Cork and it just isn't the new West Cork, whatever people say. But that gave us all the willies, and not in a sexy way, because we're all trying to offload our kids at the moment. People go on about Jesus on the cross on Good Friday, but have you ever tried minding your kids for 2 weeks solid because the au pair has gone home to look after her sick father? It's the definition of a horror story. Shona_Oniot said she had heard you could just drop your kids to the nearest GAA ground and they look after them for a morning. But when she tried this, didn't she get in trouble with the guards? So, Audrey, would you mind looking after my kids next week? Jenny, Douglas Road.
The good news is I've nothing on next week, Jenny. The bad news is it's because I'm joining a nudist colony in Kinsale to get away from my own little tykes, so you're on your own.
Come here. What's the story with dreaming about a woman at work? There's this new one after joining us inside. I spotted her in the canteen. Hell to miss her, to be honest. She'd remind you of Donald Trump's missus, you know? No, I can't stop dreaming about her. Lying in bed next to me own old doll. Who's probably having filthy thoughts about Roy Keane. So there's no guilt there on that front, you know? The problem is, the dreams I'm having about Miss Croatia aren't dirty. They're just really mundane things where I help her set up a bank account or teach her little phrases that could come in useful around Cork, like, look at that there, la, or there's a want on that fiend, you know? Stuff like that, like. Every time I try to mentally undress her, my mind just wanders. I end up fixing a leak on her apartment. I'm worried this marks the end of the randy phase of my life, when I'd be inclined to get up in a parked car, to be honest. I know I'm just this, like, pleasant lad who'll help you with DIY issues you might have around the house. So is this the end of my sex drive, is it, lad? Don't you know, Annie Blackpool? I'm 43 in July.
My Connor is 42 as well. He told me recently that he's losing his libido. I suggest as well, my Connor, sure, there's no point in getting aroused. You'll only end up disappointed.
Hey, dude. So, like, my electric scooter is very much part of my personal brand. People see me cruising past traffic on the Blackrock Road, and I can almost hear them saying, there's Ed, man. He just keeps on getting it right. So I was totally, this can't be happening, dude, during the week when I heard that they've banned electric scooters in Paris. Like, Achtung, mes amis, this is a worse idea than opening a train line to Cove. I was going to bring this hot chick from Samba Drumming to stay with me in the old man's love nest in Paris, but now I'm worried the locals won't get my vibe. You feeling me? Can you ask the French to perform a U-turn? Ed, Ballin Temple.
I rang poor Russ there and said, what's the story with these scooters? Your man says, I'd love to explain it face to face. So I'm off for a dirty weekend. Best of all, don't be any langers on scooters to ruin the fun.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.